With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And speaking about athletes, not only South Florida, but the entire state of Florida, if you look at any of these, there's just a few preseason nationally ranks. And, you know, you go on last year, go on a little bit of what's, you know, some of the transfers that the kids got. And obviously down here, it's like playing the stock market to find that out every day. But certainly somebody who's been doing an extremely good job, Jeff Fisher. He's the editor at the High School Football America website and media, the social media, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're busy this time of year, too.
Hey, Blue. Yeah, after I'm done with you, I'm talking to a newspaper out in Southern California, but it's a fun time of year.
You got to expect that happens when you're going to release 100 teams from all over the country, everybody feeling strongly about their programs. But I looked at it, and it's fair. I mean, you know, there's, you know, a couple years ago, everybody kind of forgot about Carroll City, and they were, I think, last year, and they were stacked, and, you know, they had lost those first two games by just forfeit because they used an ineligible player, but a lot of people can't know it because most of the coaches don't know if a kid's going to be at practice the next day. I mean, it's gotten to that point where kids are transferring. We've had 22 transfers in the last 13 days, and we're in summer. And so, you know, for us to ever say, you know who the teams, you know, like you illustrated, Jeff, with Central and St. Thomas and Northwestern. But there's other teams that are by the day getting better and better, and you never know what happens. Talk about the process that you guys go through, because I know it's labor intensive. You got to watch a lot of film. You got to talk to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, all of the above. I joke with people when they said, why do you do this? I said, well, I just want to see how thick my skin is.
Yeah, really.
You really need to do that. And quite honestly, and I know when we met, that must have been 4 or 5 years ago, down at the Miami Dolphins when they had the media day.
Right.
You know, I don't like preseason rankings. I mean, personally, I don't, but the fans like them. So what we did when we developed the algorithm back in 2013 – We got all these requests. We're like, well, is there a way to scale back? We put 15 criteria into the actual in-season because that's what the algorithm is designed to try and do, like break it down what happens on the field. So we decided to scale it back and just the things that you talked about there. You know, there's tradition, you know, who's coming back. But, you know, when you have transfers, you know, I just moved in from 5-6 years in Southern California. You think you have it crazy down there?
Yeah, right.
It's a battle. It's like, you know, as a kid when you had trading cards, you know, the baseball card, you cross it out and put on who they were with. Well, it's kind of like that out there in Southern California now. But no, the great thing about it is it's been well received. My skin is thick enough, but, you know, most people know what it's about. It's about having fun, and we try to do four things. And it's just like you, promote the kids, promote the coaches, promote schools, and therefore you promote community. So that's what we do. And come, you know, once the games start being played, then it gets serious. You're right. Carroll City last year was just outside. We do a top 100 preseason and on the bubble, which is 101 to 125, and then 126 to 200 or 225 last year. Carroll City was 127, and boy, I heard about that.
Well, because you know what happened is they picked up so many kids, and, you know, and all those kids kind of added up to, you know, them being, I mean, they were already a really good offensive, you know, they had some offense, but then they started picking up some defensive players, and then you think to yourself, wow, I mean, who's going to move against them? And then when we saw them against American Heritage, it was, you know, it was close for the beginning, but then they started pulling away. But, you know, the one thing, Jeff, that never really happened here, and other than the inner city schools of Miami, you know, that had to play each other, like the Northwestern's, Booker T's, Central's, Carroll City's, and New Orleans, for the most part. A lot of those teams never, you know, they never played local teams. But now St. Thomas understands that if they don't engage with a Dade County team like they did last year. Central this year they got Carroll City, also De La Salle. They play Bergen. So to me, Roger Harriott says to himself, "Listen, you know, if we play this type of schedule and we win this type of schedule, we're going to be taken serious nationally." And I can understand it. Talk about that, because you have a lot of these teams that are pretty good, but they may play two games that are worth anything, and then eight that, you know, are average.
Yeah, and that's been the thing with the algorithm over the last 6 years, trying to tweak it as we go along to make sure that we're paying attention to the game as it's changing. And these interstate games are out of control because, as you know, all of the privates right now, or the good publics, have trouble scheduling games. So now you've got these really great cross-country rivalries developing, if you will, and that, you know, comes into effect. Last year at the end, when we put out our final ranking, you know, we had, I think, and I didn't count it up beforehand, but six or seven teams that had two or three losses. You don't see that in the opinion polls, and I have a problem with the opinion polls. As a matter of fact, I'm partners with USA Today, so right, and was good friends with Jim Alley. But at the end of the day, you've got to play somebody of significance to get into that top 25. And what the algorithm does try and do is not penalize you for those two or three losses if you take, you know, a really good team on, especially if you go on the road. And the main thing that our algorithm tries to do is actually from day one, meaning today or the 28th when we release our top 100, we try to play the whole season out. And what's kind of unique about it. Now, what happens in the season when somebody you expect to win by this amount or whatever, you know, happens? Well, that's when you get the changes in the rankings. But we've been pretty successful. In 2018, we had 59 of the preseason 100 end up in the 100, and 17 it was 62%. And I'm working on a little story now, so I'm going to give you a little breaking news here.
All right.
And I know you're going to just say, yeah, we knew this already, but for the first time ever, Florida is now the best state in the country, according to the algorithm. Last year, number two. The year before that, number two. But Florida is head and shoulders above California this year. Georgia continues to climb toward two, and Texas is number four. So,
wow.
A little scoop there for you. We're going to do that story tomorrow.
That's awesome. And Jeff, the one thing, too, I mean, I always, you know, yeah, I thought the Florida teams were really good and all, but the thing that I've always judged it on, and I'll be honest, and because when they say, you know, is this state better than, it's kind of subjective in a lot of ways. But the thing is the proof is in the pudding. Last year, Miami-Dade, Broward, in Palm Beach, maybe a 75-mile stretch, had 63 kids on NFL rosters. The closest to that stretch was Houston with 25. So yeah, that's what I judge this on, because more than not, you go to a high school game in South Florida on August the 8th or 18th or whatever they start, and you're going to see at least one kid that will play in the NFL. And you can't say that about every area in the country. Now, coaching wise, obviously, the salaries that they get in Florida are criminal. It's just if that's why you don't get, you know, you get the people who are from here, you don't get a lot of people moving down here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's unfortunate, but you have athletes and these kids, because of the weather, you know, year round, Jeff, and the fact that there's so much competition. These kids will finish on December 20th with a state championship game, and on the 21st, they're playing in some high level 7-on-7. So to me, that's the difference. That passion for it. California has it, Georgia has it, Texas, but Florida from top to bottom. I think that's one of the things that separates them. I was going to ask you, for those the people who haven't had a chance, who are some of the Florida teams that are in your upper tier to start out?
Yep, so 13, that's the most of any state. California, Texas, and Georgia have 12 each. So, you know, we've got IMG. That always causes somebody to start talking, but IMG is the highest ranked team in Florida at number 7, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Then comes St. Thomas Aquinas at 11, Miami Central at 17, Deerfield Beach at 21. That got a lot of people to raise their eyebrows a little bit. But I saw them last year here in Georgia against Buford, and boy, what a talented team.
Yes.
Northwestern at 24, Carroll City at 28, Lakeland at 34, Mandarin at 56, Armwood 59, Venice 70, Chaminade Madonna 80, American Heritage from Plantation is 82 and Columbus is 88. I know you've got their coach coming
up.
Yeah,
coming up right after Coach Dunn. Yeah, that's a pretty good listing. You know, obviously, like you said, there's going to be teams. You know, I mean, Western, Miami, Palmetto, those teams could get in the mix pretty quickly as well. But you did awesome. Those teams right there were certainly programs that everybody's used to watching. And if people are going to follow you, tell everybody how to follow you, Jeff, because we want all our loyal fan base checking your rankings, checking your stories out.
Well, I appreciate it. It's highschoolfootballamerica.com. Our Twitter handle is HSFB America. And I got to tell you, Larry, I was a little worried coming on Blue saying, hey, here's what my rankings are for South Florida, because, you know, you are a legend there.
And oh, no.
You do, so I'm like, oh, my God.
No, you're fine. Believe me. Listen, everything's so subjective nowadays because, like I said, you know, we could change rosters tomorrow on most of those teams. But, yep, those are all teams that are going to figure in it. And, Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll check you guys out as we always do.
Thanks, Blue. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jeff Fisher.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.